Want to talk about your flat tire?
Oh, sure. I swear, I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but I feel like when something good happens, there's always something that's going to try to stop you. I went to the pharmacy where I got my vaccinations to go get the coffee. I was in the store getting a couple extra things that I needed. I come outside and my passenger front tire is flat. I was so mad. I'm like, how did that happen? Did I hit something? I was so upset. I was so mad. And I had class. It's getting close to that time and I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it. I gotta call the roadside assistance. I don't know how long I'm gonna be sitting here. So call the roadside assistance. I was waiting probably for about an hour. Guy came. Was not what I was expecting, like, at all. Put my donut on. I had a donut in the back of my car. And what an experience that was in itself. One of the bolts, I think it's to the hubcap and it connects to the tire, whatever. One of those, he stripped. He was telling me that it wasn't turning. So I'm like, all right, well, am I going to be okay getting home? Because, like, that's the goal for today. I need to get home. By the grace of God, I did get home safely. They come out and put the tire on today. And he's like, did you know this bolt was stripped? And I said, no, I didn't know it was stripped. Because the guy, the roadside assistance guy that came out to put the donut on didn't tell me that it was stripped. He just said...
He conveniently omitted the word stripped.
Yeah. He said, oh, I can't, it won't lock or it won't, whatever, screw, whatever.
Yeah.
It just kept turning. I'm like, you know, okay, whatever. Like, whoever I get this other tire put on by, they'll fix it, whatever. I thought he was just being...
Yeah.
I thought he was just janky. I don't know.
He so, was being janky.
The people that came out and changed my tire today, he was like, did you know this was stripped? And I said, no, I didn't know it was stripped, but I knew that the guy couldn't put that specific bolt on my tire, and I didn't know why. I'm not a car expert. He's like, well, you're going to want to get one ASAP.
The thing about this that irritates me is that I've had plenty flat tires. I'm no stranger to changing a tire. I thought that, number one, I was working when this happened, so there was no way for me to actually go up. Oh, I'm way too close to the mic. There was not any way for me to come help. I'm thinking in my head, because we're not even going to talk about that, Cetera and this insurance that she has. I'm thinking in my head that you still got some notable insurance and that they hooking you up. Because it's like, okay, roadside assistance, cool. But right when they you down there, I already knew. One of them bolts is stripped because I stripped one of my bolts. I had the 97 Geo Prism, bruh. I was on. See, you different. You got the nice car, new tires. Yeah. Boy, I was out here on $10 tires. $10 tires. It was a struggle. You know what I'm saying? It was really, you know what I'm saying? I was on my own. So it's like $10 tires. Hey, bro, it worked. Yeah. They roll, they rotate. So, goddamn me, that's what it was. But yeah, bro, like that blew me. That's just how people are. You janky dudes that take advantage of women's ignorance. You guys are the worst type of dog, cause you didn't have to do that. And if I was there, he would have been more careful. That wouldn't have even happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
It's just that season we in this type of time frame where people is short on money. They trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. So they trying to work, they move. And this is what we got. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, every time I go through a situation like this, it just makes me want to like learn how to do shit myself.
And I'm never there. I'm never there, like, when things like this happen. It's
awesome. It's so crazy. If I knew how to do it myself or whatever the case is, even if you weren't around, I knew how to do it and I had the tools to do it, I could have did.
I'm going to be real with you. I didn't even know that your tires came off regularly, because I would have been like, yo, you need a tire thing in the car. I thought that it was some tires are different now. So like, you can't just take it off like that. I thought that's how your car was. So I never even thought about that. But if I would have realized that, we would have been had that. I just didn't know.
We wouldn't have been able to do it anyway, because we didn't have one of them things where you lift the...
No, I'm saying we would have had all the equipment. You got to have all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See, it was times I didn't even have insurance, so I had to know how to change a tire, bro. You know that there's been times I've been about to get onto the interstate and the tire pop.
When your tire pops.
Oh, it's scary.
Happens? Like, does it, like, drop immediately?
Because, I mean, it just depends on what punctures the tire. Oh. You know, if it's something big, then yeah. But, like, if it's something small, it's just going to pop and, like, slowly lose air. Bruh.
Mine's dead. Slowly lose air.
And, you know, hers popped because of something on the ground.
Yeah. It was a metal plate. A metal plate. Like, this long. Strip my damn lug nut.
Well, let's introduce the episode. It's episode 117 of the Big Podcast, man.
That's crazy.
We haven't recorded for 2 weeks.
Dang, it don't even feel like it's been 2 weeks. That's crazy.
We're going to get on you. We got to let the people know what you got going on. The reason that we were off was because of you. You had to get a certain certification for a certain job that you're starting.
Yes, I did.
What's up?
I went through the Scrum Master certification. So I went through that training. It was Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Both days, yes.
And the name is Bearded Eagle, because I might have to edit that part because I was yelling.
You know, I was able to pass my certification. I got a 98 out of 100%. I only got one wrong. I am now certified.
So, just in case people, maybe you're new to the podcast, Satara quit her job a couple months ago so that she could do a cohort and, you know, get a new job. It's a big increase in salary just off the internship salary, and it's opening up doors. She is Scrum certified, as am I, and we can't really go into what we're doing. We're not going to be giving you lessons about how to be a BA. That's going to be years down the line. It will be coming, though. The content on how to be a BA will be coming, because the educational content is what gets the big bucks. But we're not doing that now. But we are really becoming grown-ups. We're getting grown-up jobs.
Yeah.
It's a great place to work at. I'm so blessed. I don't know about you. Just the last 6 months, I've just been like a ball of stress. And it's because I'm happy, of course. It's just we got mad stuff going on. I knew you were going to make it through, but I knew it was going to be a process. It's been a process dealing with Nyla, because she's taking classes 3 nights out of the week. And Nyla, she loves me, but her mom, she's been putting her to bed since she was born. Nyla's been having a really hard time this week because she's teething. Like, she didn't have any teeth like a month ago.
I know. Isn't that crazy? They just, like, popped right through.
She got mad teeth now. Yeah. It's like, bro, it's like an everyday thing of just thinking about, like, yo, is it right to not have Nyla in daycare? Is this gonna be worth it? And right now, the way that she's blossoming, I see that it's gonna be okay. I'm not saying that she won't be a little awkward, but I just can't trust people. The way things are going, just the way things are going with the house that we stay in, but it's just janky up here. No matter what it is, I can't, with good faith, trust anybody with my child that can't tell me what's wrong yet.
The city that we live in, it's very, like you said, it's very janky. And I don't trust anybody. I don't want to say it's just here, because it's not. We live in one of those cities where things aren't very up to par. We've seen the type of service that we get around the city. And people nowadays, especially with children, are very sick in the head.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that's going on involving, you know, grown adults that got a brain with vulnerable, innocent kids and children. I don't want to see my daughter go through any of that. You know?
The way that we parent our kid is not the way that a lot of people parent their kid. I don't disrespect my kid. I'm not yelling at her for doing stuff, bro. She's allowed to do whatever she wants. She's 1 year old. She's figuring herself out. And a lot of people don't have patience like that. And people don't prioritize that. People don't pay attention. Even people with kids. I see people with kids not watching their kids all the time. Well, she's quick. She gets into stuff. She's intuitive. I'd rather sacrifice her being awkward and then her getting RSV. Somebody hitting her, like handling her a certain way.
Clean wherever she is.
You know what I'm saying? The way that things are right now, people are so soft and like they let their circumstances affect how they just act in the world, especially people up here. That's why I want to leave, because people up here just have a naturally up disposition. And they put that on everybody here. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't like going out here. It's just like, dog, I don't want to have a problem with you because you are pissy. Mm-hmm. This is not a race thing. This is period. This is just a Pittsburgh thing. I'm talking about the workforce, the customer service force, yeah. Older people. They just so and miserable. And it's like, bruh, how much faith can I put into an 18, 19 year old that's in college on social media getting paid $11 an hour? What trust am I gonna put into her to pay attention to my baby?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right. This is why I knew it was so important for you to do the cohort. We're gonna be able to pay for a nanny when you start working. I remember I was talking to family about thinking about like not putting Nyla in school. The only problem that they had was that, oh, nobody does that. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes to public school. That's just what people do. That's not a good enough reason for me to just give somebody my child's mind.
Right.
Like, this is what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. Like, look at the way that people act nowadays, dog. Mm-hmm. All of these little public schools, just, bro, I be seeing how people be looking. And it's like, bro, this is the area that we're going to live in. So you telling me I'm about to leave the little girl here and go back home and focus on work? No. No. Yeah.
Something does not set right mm-hmm. with me. Like, I have this uneasy feeling of just putting her in a daycare and, like you said, leaving her there. I don't feel right. Like, that's a good idea. At least here.
It would be different if it was in Tampa and it was with somebody that like my family knew or that my family used. Bro, I don't know none of these people out here. When I look out and just see the way that like people are and just how like, bro, that Shanquella situation.
Yeah.
I remember like growing up, we're not talking about on the docket, but this is real though. The mean girls, the mean ghetto girls with the deep ass voice, and like the way they would talk to like the pretty girls, and it's like, yo, I feel like it's people that would do that to someone if they had the chance to get away with. And it's funny because, like, bro, I never cared what people thought of me. Never understood why people thought they was cool and I wasn't cool. Because I was always cool. I always had friends. I was never like, oh, you a sucker. Like, I was always cool. I was always funny and silly. Yeah. But, like, it was always certain people that would just look at you and be like, oh, he's a... oh, you're lame. Yeah, it's because I don't come from where you come from, and you think somehow it makes me less than. And that's what I think about every time I think about Nyla being around other people, not even kids, because by the time we get to the kids' point where like kids can be mad at her because of what she has and all that dumb shit. Like, bro, these are things that you have to think about in the environment that we're going to be growing up in. Might have to really see about where we can move to where, like, there's a good homeschooling environment, bro. Because I don't trust these schools. And I don't even want to get on what they done passed to what kids can learn and this, that, and the third. I'm not with it, though.
Yeah, me either.
I feel we killed it this year.
Hell yeah, I feel super accomplished. Like, look, I didn't think. From the beginning of this year, I didn't know what was going to happen as far as career-wise anything went.
And mm-hmm.
It was kind of just, it just happened so fast because it was just this last part of the year. Like, I would call it Q4, you know what I'm saying? Like, last part. And it's like, everything just changed, like, in a matter of a second.
I just remember when Nyla was born. I'm just thinking, we can't be working these same jobs. It's not going to work. This was before it even got really bad as far as inflation. Because inflation is still going up. There's no way we're going to be able to survive. And I'm not with that. I don't care if this... Actually, I didn't even think about... That's the thing. I ain't think about failing. I didn't think about, man, I'm not going past the cohort. I'm definitely... I'm up in here. I remember on the first week, I'm talking about, yeah, and when we start working for them, I always thought that I was better. I always thought that I was better, bro. I'm not saying I'm perfect. We got a lot of weight to lose, but we gonna do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna be sitting here podcasting, not in this goddamn house next year, but we gonna be on the mic this time next year talking about like, I'm down this much weight. Like, when I'm telling you, we got the plan. We got the plan now. So many people, the thing that we always do, we communicate. We talk. We always, it's not like nothing is set in stone. We always make decisions together. Exactly. So I think that's what has helped us keep going and keep moving forward as a team, because we all on one accord. I'm glad that we had to wait on this topic, because a lot of information's come out. Coach Prime, he left Jackson State University and he is going to Colorado State University. When the news first came out that he was leaving Jackson State, it was an uproar. Called him a sellout, called him a liar. He was all bad. Nobody had anything to say about Jackson State University. It was all his fault. He was leaving kids high and dry. They're mad that players are going with him to Colorado. It was such a huge problem that Deion Sanders is not Jesus. That's what I looked at it as. Expectations that they had for him were ones of Jesus. Save the HBCUs. As if the HBCUs aren't funded by the government. One thing I do want to say, because some people, I don't be knowing if people be knowing the full scope of things. Let me just say Prime's resume. Deion Sanders is an older man. Father, grandfather, husband. He came into the league, I think, in the early 90s. By the time Deion Sanders was playing college football, he already had money because he was business savvy. I think he was doing like marketing or something like that. He had a song called Must Be the Money. Deion Sanders is arguably the best athlete ever to touch the football field. Prime time? The tiptoe, like, he's him. Played in the MLB and the NFL. He played in the World Series, then turned around and played in the Super Bowl. This is this guy that we're talking about. We're talking about a guy, his professional career was in the 90s. This guy has been relevant up until now. Never done no sucker shit. Never been flaw. Always stand up. God-fearing. God-fearing. Stand-up guy. Has great young men and young women that are his kids, that are in school, that supported him and went to Jackson State University. He donated his salary. Do you know that they broke into his car countless times? They stole stuff from him. His son's car was broken into. The water was so bad at times. Players had to use the gym pool. HBCUs ain't. Because HBCUs don't want to be shit. Prime told us exactly what was going on 2 weeks before this was even announced. He had a 60 Minutes interview. Guess what? You know what these that think they know everything, you know what they wasn't tuned into? That. Because they don't care about what that has to say. You just got to do what we want you to do. Because we know everything, yet we don't have. We got the most money we've ever had in life, but we don't got shit. But we about to tell this dude that's been flawless in the entertainment business. Flawless. It's never been a woman that said, oh, Prime did this, that, and the third. Not that I know of. So, this is the guy that we on and calling a... Like, this be the reason why I say I'm not with this for the culture. Y'all just be talking. You want to comment on somebody that's doing something. It was clear to me because you could see it in the media. They started trying to paint him a different way a couple months ago. And his homeboy, he telling his homeboy low-key like you talking white. This is homeboy. And they play like that. But they trying to make it seem like he trying to make the dude uncomfortable at work. Y'all doing little lame in the media. So people that know. People be acting just so ignorant. Y'all think that HBCUs, the people that run that, they want their school to thrive? If they wanted the school to thrive, it would be thriving. They said they were skimming. That the profits that they was bringing in, that he was bringing in, the Walmart deal. Oh, one thing that he said at the press conference was, any deal that I got at the time that I was at the school, a clause in the deal was, you had to f*** with the school. This is what he did. Championships. You got all these top recruits. You still got people that's top recruits that's going to be at the school when you leave. Talking about he left them high and dry. These is grown men that was going to go to the NFL at this school or another school. There's so many things that happen every day. It's like, it's black. I'm me. Because Y'all, bro, y'all are killing. Y'all are selling. Steal his money. Set up your friends. Like, bro, these are things that are happening in the world. This is what we're doing to each other. It's not that we don't got money, because we got, it's resources out there. We are testaments of resources out there. Neither of us went to college. We just work hard. And learned how to be mannerable. And act regular in a workplace. We're not pixie fairies. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have a magic wand to get into this stuff. We just worked. Yeah. Bro.
That's what it's about.
We've been on our own for 5 years.
That's crazy.
We ain't never been about to be evicted. Never nothing. We didn't have high paying jobs. We just did what we were supposed to do. And didn't complain about it, bro.
Yeah.
All this nut. All this person didn't do this. This person didn't do that. All of this. But you making all these social media sites money because you spending all your time on them, but ain't using them for nothing. But we want to talk about what somebody else is doing. I'm not trying to hear that.
Right.
Go ahead.
What are you doing?
Like, bro, I'm so past the, oh, they ain't doing nothing for us. This, dog. And I, bro. Dog.
Like that, and that's been going on for years.
Dog, man, and you, bro,
and it's just getting worse. It just get worse. Y'all did it with Obama. Y'all expected him to change a lot.
My thing is, there's people on the internet, because I learn from people on the internet. So I'm smart. So I know that dumb people, I was dumb at a time. Nobody told me anything about being an adult. So I was dumb. I was running around doing dumb stuff, being dumb, just like these little niggas. I learned that, like, bro. All of this, oh, I'm not working no job, and oh, you gotta dress up. It's like, dog, you gotta do some of this stuff. You have to adult. You have to participate in life if you wanna do something, bro. Like, I remember, and it was because my mental breakdown, and it was because certain things that had happened. Like, I remember it was a point in time where it was just like, yo, fuck people. You and I'm still not inviting because I don't trust people. I just hear so many stories about things that people do when they become friends with somebody, from trying to expose them on social media to stealing from them, setting them up. I be hearing so many stories, and it's like, I'm kind of cool off of messing with people if I even got to think that you on that.
Right.
And you don't know. I don't know people. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, like, that's why I'm saying we need to be in a situation where we round money.
Yeah, we need to be around the right people.
Yeah.
Like, people who are trying to be on, like, we're trying to be on their level or whatever.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Not just, I don't even know.
Yeah. First of all, Martin Luther King ain't coming back. Malcolm X ain't coming back. Those is done. They done, because that's just what it is. And I won't give my opinion on why I think all of that stuff happened. Man, fuck it, bro. They done because niggas helped them get infiltrated. And niggas was the niggas that killed both of them niggas. Not MLK, but niggas had shit to do with that. Mm. Not MLK, but Malcolm X. Oh, yeah. And y'all know this because this is on Netflix. It's always somebody that's going to go against the grain. And now you can see that it's not a small population of us that go against the grain, that have this ignorant mindset, and we just go off the cuff of what we think we know. I don't want to be in that mindset no more. That, oh, the white man, I can't do anything. Oh, the money isn't everything. Oh, it's cool to just be a bum ass because you think you being held back. Nobody's holding us back, bro. You go to the hood nowadays, it ain't just black people in the hood. It's poor people. Just like over here, it's not just one race of people that live over here. It's people that can afford to live over here. It's America, bro.
I don't never ride through that shit ever again.
But if it's gotten to that point in the hood, it wasn't imposed on by the government. No, we did that.
Yeah,
we did that.
I can see that we did that.
We drove through a trap.
Literally. It's just weird to see it like that, because me and my mom literally used to live like right up the street, like 2 minutes up the street from where we rode through. And it definitely never looked like that. So you could tell how it just has.
Kids have taken over the hood. The police don't come through there.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't come through there. And
they didn't give a fuck then.
I'm going to just say it. Yeah. So Bro, we're not going to say what the area was, but we drove through an area where she and her mom used to live. And, like, it was a good 2-block radius that was, like, sold up. And if you don't know what sold up means, like, that's a drug area. That's where people come to pick up drugs and they sell drugs. And it's protected. They had, like, a perimeter of guys, like, in certain pockets on bikes, on quads, with face coverings. Bro, I don't know if y'all know what's going on, but that means that it's up. It could go up because they vigilant. I told Satara, get out of here. Don't turn. Go straight. Go quickest way out of here. Because I'm looking. Because I'm like, oh, I could see that they was getting uncomfortable with me just taking inventory of what was going on. That's why I said, like, bro, like, it was on some, if you don't know what's going on here, if you're not from around here, if you don't live here, don't come here. And if you live here, I'm sure you know.
And it is so, like, it was bad then, but, like, not like that. Like, that, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of froze up a little bit, because I'm like, oh.
I got a podcast immediately. I'm sorry if I sound redundant, but dog, life is good. No matter what we got going on, bro, the stuff that's out of our control, we can't control it. We going up, bro. This shit is lit. And it's nowhere near as hard as it was when you worked at Brugger's. And you made $9 working there.
I was stressing, y'all. Like, I remember I used to come home after work. This is when I was living at home with my mom.
I'm fired up. And it's bad out here. It's bad. It's gonna get bad. It's people are gonna suffer. Not us. We're going up, bro. Yeah. We investing in ourselves, bro. We on some better living type. Word to smack from back on Fed. We better living. Like, every day you gonna see me on TikTok, I'm motivated. I used to be so sad. Like, when I was 18 to 22, well, it's like, bro, this shit is fun. I wake up smiling. Like, I love my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, we be smiling, laughing, and getting drunk. God, like, bro, like, we be doing it up. We got to get up off that. And the biggest thing for us to get up off that is to be worried about ourselves. You got any closing words, ma'am?
Just, you know what I'm saying, be safe out here in the streets. I'm dead ass, because I swear I just see something every day, and I'm like, damn, dog.
Be safe, bro. But be safe and know where you at, bro. Mm-hmm. It's better living. I think that's what the episode is going to be called. We better living all 2020. Yes. 2020s, you know what I'm saying, to the 2030s and up.